Today we're doing Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We already got down to the two dots on Mem Amud Aleph, about, I don't know, 8 lines into the page or so. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Eina Botzei Rashi Levtzoa, Achi Aviu Melach Oliftan Lefnei Kol Echad VeEchad. The guy who's going to break the bread is not allowed to do so until they bring salt or something else to be Malafes, the pas, to go along with the bread in front of each and every person. Rava Bar Shmuel Ikla Lebe Resh Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel went to the Resh Kalusa. Afiku Le Rifta Ubatza Lehedya. So he took out bread, and right away, immediately, Lahedya Rashi says, Kolomar Miyad. He didn't wait for salt, he didn't wait for liftan, he right away made the amotzi. So the Amrle, they said to him, Hadar Mar Mishmaite, what, you changed your mind? I thought you said that you have to wait till everybody has salt in front of them. Amrluhu Les Dain Tsarich Boshesh, that this does not require any delay. That and therefore we can say the bracha right away. Meaning this bread in particular does not require waiting for salt or waiting for liftan because it is awesome bread. This is fresh, nice bread, as Rashi says. Boshesh ikuv. Boshesh means an ikuv, a delay. You know, sometimes bread you need a little bit of something on it in order to make it palatable, but this is so delicious, you'll have it just fresh bread. It is fantastic. So main point number two on the page, you're not supposed to break bread unless salt is in front of all the people, unless it's really good bread. If it's really good bread, right, then it's a different story. Once we're talking about Rava Bar Shmuel, Ve'omar Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel taught us something else as well. Mishum Rabbi Chia, right? He was the one that said the last thing as well, right? So this is the second statement of Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Chia. So Ve'omar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Chia, Mishum Rabbi Chia. Ein Mei Raglayim Kalim Elo B'Yeshiva. That Mei Raglayim urine will only run out, will only finish, will only totally empty out of the body if a person is sitting. Amar Rav Kahana, uba afar tichach. And also, if he's urinating on soft dirt. Ah, you thought we were done with all the bathroom and this kind of thing? It comes back right in the middle of a meal, pretty much, right in the middle of the su'udah, so yes. Afilu ba'amida. If it's b'afar tichuach, afilu ba'amida. If you're on afar tichuach, then even if you're standing. V'ileka afar tichuach, yamal b'makam gavah v'yashal makam adron. And if there's no afar tichuach on which to urinate, stand in a very high place and urinate on an incline so that it will all go away. Why is it that one can only empty his bladder if he's either sitting or if he's urinating on afar tichuach? Because the assumption is, Rashi points out, that a person is going to be worried about splattering all over the place, so he's going to hold back from really fully emptying his bladder. So that's why it only works when you're on soft dirt where you're not worried about it splattering, or you're sitting where you're not worried about it splattering. So main point number three, urinate either sitting or into soft dirt or on a slant in order to empty your bladder. Ve'amar Rava Bar Shmuel v'shmeid Rabbi Chia. A third statement of Rava Bar Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Chia. Achar kol achilascha achol melech. After all of your meals, after everything you eat, you should eat some salt. Va'achar kol shtiyascha shsei mayim. And after everything you drink, you should drink some water. V'atanizok. And if you have that rule, that water is the last thing you drink and that salt is the last thing you eat, you're not going to get hurt. Everything's going to be great. Some health advice. Tanya nami achi. Bryce says just like this. Achar kol achilascha achol melech. Va'achar kol shtiyascha shsei mayim. V'atanizok. Exactly the same words. Tanya idach. We have another Bryce that says, if you ate other foods and you didn't eat salt, you drank other drinks and you didn't drink water, during the daytime you should worry about bad breath, and at night you should worry about a certain disease called askara, which is some sort of stomach disease. It's not healthy. So a person who wants to be healthy, and this is main point number four, a person who wants to be healthy should have salt after eating and water after drinking. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Right, so that really all could have been one main point, and we could have formulated as Rava Bar Shmuel says three things in the name of Rabbi Chia. And points, 1, 2, and 3, would have been those three things. If a person soaks his food in water, he's not going to get stomach illness. You have one pitcher of water for each loaf of bread that you have. Meaning a person should always try to wash down his food with a lot of water. It helps the digestion. It certainly is true, right? It helps the digestion go easier if a person has water. Amar of Mari, Amar of Yochanan, haragil ba'adashim achas l'shoshim yom, monea askra mitoch peso. If someone eats lentils once every 30 days, he's going to keep askra, the disease of askra, out of his house. Aval kol yom alo, but don't eat lentils every day. My time, mishum dekasha l'reich hapeh, because they had not yet in Talmudic times invented Listerine strips, and it makes for bad breath. So you don't want to have lentils every day. V'am Rav Mari Yom Rav Yochanan, haragil b'chardal achas b'l'shoshim yom, monea chaloyim mitoch peso. If a person has mustard once every 30 days, he's also going to be withholding certain types of illness from his house. Aval kol yom alo, but don't do it every day. My taima mishum dekasha l'chul shadaliba, because it makes the heart weak. Am Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says in the name of Rav, haragil b'dagim ketanim, enu b'lidei chole me'ayim. If you eat little fish, you're not going to have stomach problems, assuming, I guess, that they're fresh, right? V'lo od, el shadagim ketanim mafrinu marbinu mavrin kol gufa shaladam. Dagim ketanim make your body more healthy and robust and strong. It's a wonderful thing for a person's health. Amar Rav Chaim Rav Chanina, haragil b'ketzach. If a person is used to eating ketzach, he's not going to have problems with his heart. What is ketzach? Says Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Mefarshim, Naila Bela'az. Avlani Shemati Min Zroim Shazornos of Eretz Yishmael. A type of plant that they have in Eretz Yishmael. What is nylon? I don't know what that is. A wild grass that grows amongst the grains. Okay. Maceface asked the Gemara, we just said that someone who eats ketzach is not going to have heart problems. Ketzach echad mishishim samani amavasu. It's 1/60th of poison. Vayasha lemizrach grano dama broshon. Someone who sleeps to the east of his garden, of his silo, is taking his life into his own hands. His blood is on his head. So lo kasha. Habarecho habetaimo. Is the difference between someone who's used to the smell of ketzach versus the taste. The smell of ketzach is bad for you. The taste of it, to actually eat it, is good for you. The mother of Rabbi Yirmiyah used to bake with it bread, and she would have it absorb, attach the bread near the ketzach, and then peel off the aroma of it somehow, but get the taste somehow absorbed into the bread with this.
So you put a cinnamon in there, and that takes care of the smell of that.
I guess so. You could put something else on it that makes it smell really good. All right, so main point number 5 is just a list of various foods that are bad for you or good for you in measure, on occasion. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Minei D'Sharim. Remember we had a machlokas. What bracha does one recite on Yerakos? Is it Barei Pri Adama or is it Barei Minei D'Sharim? So Rabbi Yehuda said Barei Minei D'Sharim. Amar Rabbi Zeir Vitim Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa. Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda. We do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Zeir Vitim Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it that you would say Barei Minei D'Sharim? Why would Rabbi Yehuda think so? Amar Kra Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That you should bless Hashem each and every day. So the Gemara says that's a strange thing to say. V'chi b'yom mevarach noso, b'layla ein mevarach noso. Do you only bless God during the day and not at night? Ela lo melchaz to teach you. Kol yom v'yom, tein lo me'ein birchosav. That each and every day you should give him a bracha, a proper bracha for that day. Hachnami kol minamin, tein lo me'ein birchosav. So too, when it comes to brachas on foods, the bracha should be as specific as possible. Meaning just like when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos. When you're benching on Shabbos, you have to mention Ritzei. You have to have Haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora, because you're supposed to have something specific about that day in your tefillah, in your benching. So too, when you're eating a food, have something specific about that food, or as specific as you can be in your bracha. Actually, before we get there, that idea of Haskaras Mein Amor, there's a big discussion in Achronim. Let's say you skip Ritzei in benching. What's the halacha?
You repeat
benching. Why? Were you not Yotzei benching? or were you Yotzei Bench and you just weren't Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora? Right, that is a major lumdish discussion in the Achronim, because there's a famous chiddush of Rav Abla Pesvalu. Oh, what's the chiddush?
That on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, he wouldn't say since we are in the Kaddish HaKodesh by night.
Right. So it's just not, like Yalav Yavo. It's like forgetting Yalav Yavo at night of Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to repeat. So too, if you accidentally say Hakel HaKodesh on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat. So Salvation thought that was incorrect. Because the reason, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat, is because there's the Ein Mekash HaKodesh B'Layla, correct, the Gemara says. But the point is that you're Yotzei Tefillah, for sure, without Yalav Yavo. The question is, are you Yotzei Askaras Meina Ma'ora? So the mitzvah of Askaras Meina Ma'ora, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, is not so critical on the night of Rosh Chodesh. But you definitely Yotzei Tefillah, because you said the whole Nusach of Tefillah. It's just that you're not Yotzei Askaras Meina Ma'ora. The reason you repeat Shmona Esrei, when you forget Yalav Yavo during the daytime, let's say, is not because you weren't Yotzei Shmona Esrei. You were Yotzei Shmona Esrei. Repeating Shmona Esrei is a heter, that in order to allow you to be Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, we allow you to say all those brachos again, which is an unbelievable chiddush, brachos vatal. We allow it in order to let you be Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. It says of Salvechik, if you say Akel HaKadosh Rosh Hashanah night, it's not just that you weren't Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. You didn't say the right nusach of tefillah. You start leaving out words in tefillah or changing words in tefillah. You're not Yotzei tefillah at all. If you're not Yotzei tefillah, that for sure, you'd have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Right, that was his problem with Rav Abla Pesvaler's Chiddush. You should come see how God is so different than humans. If you have an empty kli, it's able to now hold things, but if you have a full kli, it's not able to hold anything. God does not operate that way. When he's full, it could be machzik. Empty is not machzik. Shenemar vayomer im shamoa tishma. Im shamoa tishma v'im lav lo tishma. Only if you've already heard will you be able to hear, otherwise you won't. Davar acher, im shamoa b'yashin tishma b'chadash. If you chazer over your old learning, you'll be able to learn new things. V'im yifna levavcha shuv lo tishma. But if you move your heart away from what you've learned and you try to just and you forget everything you've learned, then you're not going to be able to learn as well the next time around. Meaning, the more brain space you're using on remembering your learning, the more capable you will be of learning more. That's the way it works in terms of learning Torah. So main point numbers 6 and 6a, or blessing God yom yom, you're supposed to say let's say it this way. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom teaches that you should say an appropriate bracha for each day and for each min. And 7, I guess, a lot of things over here. When a person has learned and reviews his learning, it's easier to acquire more learning. Person has learned and reviews, easier to acquire more learning. Now a new Mishnah. Birich al peros ilan bore pri ha'adama yatsa. If you say ha'adama on fruit from a tree, you're yotzei the bracha. Al peros ha'aretz bore pri ha'etz lo yatsa. But if on vegetables you say bore pri ha'etz, you're not yotzei at all. V'al kula mimamar shakol ni'abidvaro yatsa. But on anything, fruits, vegetables, anything that you say shakol ni'abidvaro, you're yotzei. It counts. So man tana di ikri ilan arehi, who's the tana that holds that the ikra of the tree is what's in the ground, and that's why you can say bari pri adama even on fruits of a tree, meaning you're yotzei, not that you're allowed to do it, but you're yotzei. Amrav nachrisak rabbi yudhi, that's assuming like rabbi yudhi, titnan yava shamayan v'niktsatzi ilan mevi ve'eno kore, that if the spring that nourishes the tree has dried up and the tree has been cut, you could bring those fruits for bikurim, but you cannot read the parshas bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevi ve'kore, you can even read the parshas bikurim because the aretz is the ikur. So even though it may have been cut down, but it's still in the aretz. The aretz is the ikur.
What about time of the Rabbi Yehuda for Shalom? You should make a separate bracha on each day.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that contradict him saying that one is Bore Pri Adama if he's supposed to say that you're yotzei with Elon Bore Pri Adama?
No, he holds that you do so on vegetables. He's mechalik between greens and vegetables, no? Right, like fruits that grow on the ground, you know, would be a bar piyadam. Tomatoes and and peppers.
It seems like the Ikar Ilan Arahi, based on the Mishnah, would be Beir Ha'al Pirus Ha'ilan Borei Pi Adama, he's Yotze,
right.
Pirus Ha'ilan. So it would seem that it shouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he says, quote, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, based on that, you make a bracha on each individual.
L'charchila. But B'dievet is still Yotze.
So we're saying, is the B'dievet Mishnah?
Yeah, for sure. The whole Mishnah is about B'dievet, for sure. It's Seisha Hakel and everything. That's clearly a B'dievet. Right, this mishnah is definitely a b'diavad mishnah. Okay, al perus haaretz. On perus haaretz, if a person says bar priets, he's not yotze. So it's not pshita, obviously not yotze. It never will be a tree. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda damar chita min ilanhi. You know, even if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that chita, that a wheat stalk is considered a tree, still you can't say bar pri adama on. You can't say bar priets on vegetables. The Tanya Ilan Shachom Yimenu Adam Rishon. What kind of tree did Adam Rishon eat from? So we have many shittos in Tanayim. The only shita you don't find, nobody says it's an apple, right? What kind of tree did he eat from? Remeir Omer Gefenaya. It was a grapevine. Sheilcha Davish Maybe Yilalala Adam Eliyayin. Because bad things happen when people drink wine, so this was a bad thing that happened. So probably it's because he drank wine. Shenemar Vayesht Mina Yayin Vayishkar Vayishakar. The person becomes drunk when he drinks wine. Rabbi Nechemya Omer. And by the way, where's that pasuk from? Vayesht Mina Yayin Vayishkar Vayiskal Betoch Ahalo.
Noah,
good. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Te'ena Haisa. It was a fig tree. Sheb Davrish and Skalkul Bo Niskenu. The very thing that he messed up in is going to be the thing that fixes him. Shenemar Yitra Le Te'ena. It was fig leaves that they used as their clothing once they realized that they should have some busha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Is it Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Chita Haisa. It was. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says that it was a stalk of wheat. Sheina Tinok Yodea Likros Abba V'ima Achiyitom Tam Dagan. A baby starts to talk when he's able to digest grain. So I might have thought that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that chita is a type of tree, you could say bar priya eats on it. Come mashmalan. That's why he has to tell me, no, you can't. So hecham varchina bar priya eats hecha deshchisha kalta lelepire ise legabza vahader mapik. That when do you say bar priya eats? Only something that regenerates itself. So let's make that a main point. Bar priya eats only works on things that regenerate. And multiple opinions of what the eats hadas was. Figs, wheat, grapes. Yeah, that's not quoted over here, but there is an opinion like that as well. Let's just finish the tzavel. Hecha dechisha kalta le lepiri leise legavza da'ad mapik lom rachina le bar pri eitz el bar pri adam. But if it does not regenerate, then you do not say bar pri eitz. Rather, you say bar pri ha'adama. So, what kind of tree is like that? That it does not just regenerate. Banana. And that's why famously Rabbi Teitz uses banana for karpas, because he wants to teach two things. First of all, that you could use any hadama food for karpas, and second of all, that a lot of times the children don't know. They know that bananas grow on a tree, they don't know that it's bar pri hadama. So it's a good way of teaching. So when I told my wife that Rav Shechter says hadama and applesauce, she said, "Ah, karpas next year is going to be applesauce." Ah, chiddush! You heard it here first.
Okay, I'm going to have applesauce.